Hi, I'm Kerry and this is Present Moments. I'm a project manager. I work for a small charity in the northwest of England and I run creative and development projects for adults with mental health issues. I'm a successful project manager. I've achieved some really great outcomes that I'm proud of. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of is that I prioritise supporting my team. I listen to people, I try to apply non-judgment to people, and I try and encourage an open and honest environment. I'm willing to learn, be flexible, and adapt to support my team and to achieve successes within my projects. I'm also an artist, a mother, a girlfriend, and a friend to others, and all the other hats that we wear. I also have some emotional issues that affect my well-being. I believe that everybody has emotional issues that affect their well-being, from more serious mental health issues to loneliness, depression, anxiety. And the emotional issues that affect my well-being include judging myself, worrying, anxiety, guilt, and fear. So naturally, as a project manager and as a pretty organised person, I try to apply project management techniques to where I'm going in life, to the bigger picture. So I make lists, I write to-do lists, I write plans, I set goals, and I often achieve those goals. But I feel I often live in the future or the past. So I'm either planning for the future, what I'm going to do next, how I'm going to achieve it, and sometimes it feels a bit overwhelming. I often carry on anyway, but then feel burnt out and depressed and overwhelmed. And sometimes I try to use project management techniques to identify things that have happened in the past, to clarify what's happened to me, what's going on, how it's affected me now. And this kind of backwards and forwards cycle of moving to the future and the present, I know isn't effective. So I got to thinking, maybe I just need to simplify things. Maybe I need to tackle each of these emotional issues as they come up in the present moment and apply my project management techniques, which I know are successful, that I use every day at work, that I use to achieve great successes and failures as well, making failures actually positive and learning from those failures and adapting to things. And I thought, maybe if I just identify each emotion as it comes up and use one particular project management technique to try it out on that emotion, maybe I could achieve some of the effects that happen in my projects or when I'm creating my products. Some of these great effects are clarity of what's going on, achieving targets, sharing success, creating projects that run on time and are completed and are actually useful, learning from challenges, finding out risks, and then mitigating those risks, and also identifying opportunities and where we could grow and what can change to make things better. So maybe, just maybe, I can use those project management techniques to achieve those same successes on my individual emotional issues that affect my well-being. So that's what this audio and visual blog is all about. I'm going to tackle an emotion one by one in the present moment as it comes up, choose from my toolbox of project management techniques, and have a go at applying those techniques to those individual problems and see what happens. I'm curious and I'm excited. I hope you enjoy listening to my recordings. Bye.